哈利路亚，愿主的恩惠、平安、喜乐时常与我们各位亲爱的长辈以及兄姐们同在。
Hallelujah, may God's grace, peace, and joy be on to everyone of the brothers and sisters, starting from the old to the young.
我们要一起来学习从福音书来看耶稣。
And we'll look at the we'll look at Jesus through the gospel books today.
主耶稣是神的道成了肉身来到世间。
And Jesus is the Word of God that have transformed into flesh.
神在肉身显现。
And God is manifest in the flesh form.
让我们来认识他。
So that we can know Him.
了解他。
To understand Him.
学习他。
Learn from Him.
效法他。
And imitate Him.
好，那在福音书当中所讲的耶稣是同一位。
And the Jesus in the four gospel books are the same.
但是却是从不同的角度来描述这位耶稣。
However, they're using different angles to look at Jesus.
让我们对主耶稣的了解能够更加的全备，更加的完善。
And so that our understanding of him can be more complete.
我们请翻开到启示录。
Let's look at Revelation.
启示录的第四章。
Revelation chapter 4.
启示录第四章。
Revelation chapter 4.
启示录四章，我们看从第六节到第八节。
Chapter 4, verse 6 to 8.
启示录第四章第六节
Verse 6.
宝座前好像一个玻璃海，如同水晶。宝座中和宝座周围有四个活物，前后遍体都满了眼睛。七
Seven.
第一个活物像狮子，第二个像牛犊，第三个脸面像人，第四个像飞鹰。第八节
Eight.
四活物各有六个翅膀，遍体内外都满了眼睛，他们昼夜不住地说，圣哉圣哉圣哉，主神是昔在今在以后永在的全能者，阿们。在这边看到有四个活物。
There's four living creatures here.
那我们的长辈教导我们，这四个活物可以代表的是教会的工人。
And we're taught by our elders that these four living creatures represent church workers.
也可以代表的我们信主的每一个人。
They can also represent believers just like us.
这个四个活物代表的是什么呢？
So what do they represent?
狮子代表的是君王。
A lion represents king.
牛犊代表的是仆人的服侍。
And oxen represent servitude of servants.
那人代表的是人与人之间有这样子有感情，有怜悯，有爱。
Man represents a human interaction. There's compassion, love.
那飞鹰代表的是超越，代表是属灵的。
And eagle represents spiritual transcendence.
也代表了我们有神儿子的这个身份。
Also represents we have the sonship of God.
但是不是说我们每一个信徒说好，我是哪一个？
It's not for us to say which one should I be.
有人做王，有人做仆人。
Or some people are kings, some people are servants.
好像我旁边这个
Just like
不是这样子哈。
It's not like that.
我们每一个都要做。
And we have to be all four living creatures.
不可以有人做王，有人做仆人，有人做人，有人做神子，不是。
And it's not like some people are kings, some people are servants, eagles and men.
当这四个全部加起来的时候，我们就是完全的。
When all four living creatures add together, we become complete.
我们在每一个信主的人的身上要有这四样的功效出来。
And these four benefits or characters should be manifest in each member.
那这四样的展现就在主耶稣的身上展现出来。
And all the characters of the four living creatures are all representative of Jesus.
主耶稣在世上给我们做示范。
And the Lord Jesus was an example for us while on earth.
给我们效法。
And for us to imitate him.
他就是狮子。
And he is the lion.
他就是牛犊。
And he is the ox.
他就是这个人。
And he is a man.
他就是飞鹰，神的儿子。
And he's the eagle, the son of God.
所以主耶稣，当我们看到主耶稣的时候，你从不同的角度看，但是主耶稣是完整的，有这四个身份。
When we look at Jesus from different angles, he's complete and carrying all four of these characteristics.
好，所以我们从马太福音、马可、路加、约翰每一本书，就是从可以从每一个角度来看。
So from the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, we look at him from different angles.
那我们每一个角度都看了。
And when we have finished seeing from different angles,
每一个角度都学习了。
And we have learned from each angle.
这样子我们才能够真正的效法。完全的基督。
And only after that, we have complete knowledge of him.
好，那我们从马太福音开始。
And let's start with Matthew.
马太福音所在描述的耶稣就是狮子。
And what Matthew described Jesus as is the lion.
主耶稣是狮子吗？
It's the Lord Jesus lion.
我们请看启示录，不好意思哦，要再回到启示录。
Let's go back to Revelations.
启示录五章。
Revelation chapter 5.
启示录五章的第五节。
Revelation chapter 5 verse 5.
启示录五章第五节。第五节，长老中有一位对我说：“不要哭，看哪、啊，犹大支派中的狮子，大卫的根。”他已得胜，能以展开那书卷，揭开那七印。
And five, then one of the elders said to me, "Do not weep. See, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has triumphed. He is able to open the scroll and its seven seals."
好，所以在这边我们可以看到啊，讲到说有提到犹大支派中的狮子，也就是大卫的根。他得胜了。
So it's mentioned in the scripture here, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has triumphed.
犹大支派中的狮子就是大卫的根。
And the lion of the tribe of Judah is the root of David.
这位狮子是谁呢？
And who is this lion?
这个大卫的根到底是谁呢？
And who is the root of David?
我们请看到启示录。
And let's
22章。
Let's go to Revelation chapter 22.
启示录二十二章的十六节。
Chapter 22, verse 16.
启示录二十二章十六节。
Verse 16.
我耶稣差遣我的使者为众教会将这些事向你们证明，我是大卫的根，又是他的后裔，我是明亮的晨星。
And 16, I, Jesus, have sent my angel to give you this testimony for the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright morning star.
好，所以主耶稣他自己证明，自己见证说，我就是大卫的根。
So the Lord Jesus himself testified that he is the root of David.
那刚刚我们也看到了，那就是犹大支派的狮子。
And earlier we saw that the root of David is the tribe, the lion of the tribe of Judah.
所以主耶稣，如果我们把它当作狮子，这是正确的。
So when we see Jesus as the lion, it's a correct concept.
所以我们从马太福音来看，主耶稣是如何是狮子，是大卫的根。
And from Matthew, we can see how Jesus is the lion of Judah and the root of David.
如何的得胜啊？
And in what ways did Jesus triumph?
大卫的根。就是大卫的后裔。
The root of David is David's descendant.
这个大卫的后裔有什么特别的意思呢？
And what is the meaning of the descendant of David?
其实这个就是等于是王的后代。
It means that he has the bloodline of kings.
他也有能够从世人来看的话，有这个王的位置可以这样子传下来，是从血缘传下来的。
And from mankind's perspective, that he has the blood.Bloodline of kings, which can be passed down generations.
哦，所以当神对大卫说你的后裔要永远做王，他指的是不是随便一个后裔，而是指着主耶稣这个后裔要做王。
When God said to David, "Your descendant will rule forever," this descendant doesn't mean anyone but one.
哦，所以马太福音它里面特别称主耶稣为大卫的子孙有十次，比其他的福音书加起来的都还多。
And therefore, in the book of Matthew, the root or the son of David was mentioned 10 times, more than combining all the other three gospel books.
怕人家不知道，耶稣就是大卫的子孙，就是那个大卫的根。
And it's almost afraid to not let people know that Jesus is the root of David, a descendant.
我们看到马太福音的第一章啊。
And let's look at Matthew chapter 1.
马太福音第一章这边记载着耶稣基督的家谱。
It records the genealogy of Jesus.
哦，耶稣基督的家谱这边的记载，在福音书里面总共记载了两次耶稣基督的家谱。
And genealogy of Jesus was mentioned twice in the Bible.
哦，那两次的记载有些许的不同。
And the two mentioning are a little different.
因为他们重点在不一样的地方。
Because their emphasis are different.
哦，在马太福音里面，我们可以看到它开始的地方是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
And it begins in Matthew as the descendant of Abraham.
哦，然后接到的是大卫的王朝的所有这些王。
And then continue on with the different kings in David's family.
哦，所以这一个家谱。从上而下的家谱看到的是王国和王位的建立。
And this genealogy, in a chronological order, tells us the establishment of the kingdom.
哦，在创世纪十二章的第二节那边，神选召亚伯兰的时候。
So in chapter 12 of Genesis, when God chose Abraham.
哦，他神就告诉亚伯兰喊说：“我必要叫你成为大国。”
And God said to Abraham, "I'll make you a great nation."
哦，这个对这个国还有这个国位是从哪里开始？从亚伯拉罕开始。
So, the king and the kingdom start with Abraham.
哦，然后一直传下来到大卫的王朝，然后再来所罗门，然后这些都是做王的。
So continue on with David and Solomon, who were kings.
哦，所以这一个家谱是一个什么王的家谱？
So this genealogy is a genealogy of kings.
要告诉我们主耶稣就是那个君王啊。
And it tells us that Jesus is that king.
而且如果你看马太福音的记载里面有很多细节，我们可以发现他一直在强调这件事情。
And there are many details in the book of Matthew that emphasize this point.
我们看马太福音的第二章。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 2.
二章的第一节和第二节。
Matthew chapter 2, verse 1 and 2.
好，这边哈，这边说到，当希律王的时候，耶稣生在犹太的伯利恒。有几个博士从东方来到耶路撒冷，说二节。
Two.
那生下来做犹太人之王的在哪里？我们在东方看见他的心，特来拜他。好，在这边，耶稣生了之后，就有人来找说：“那生下来做犹大王的在哪里啊？”
So after Jesus' birth, people came and say, "Where is this born king of the Jews?"
好，那希律王他听到这样子，他心里就不安了。
And King Herod was uneasy when he heard this.
好，所以他就告诉他们说：“哎，他们就问说，基督当生在何处？”然后他们有人就告诉他说，在犹大的伯利恒。
So he was worried and asked, "Where was this king born?" And people told him that in Bethlehem.
哦，那他就告诉这个博士说：“你们去找到他啊，回来的时候告诉我，我也要去拜他。”
And so the King Herod told the Magi that go visit him and come back and tell me where he is.
哦，那博士真的就去了，找到了，拜了主耶稣。
So the Magi went and worshipped Jesus.
还献上了很多很好的礼物。
And gave him many good gifts.
好，但是在梦中被主所启示，不要回去见希律。
But however, in a dream, the Magi was told not to go back to King Herod.
好，为什么？因为这个希律根本不是要去拜主耶稣。
Because King Herod did not intend to worship Jesus.
他要去杀主耶稣。
He wanted to kill Jesus.
因为对他来说，他本身是王。
Because King Herod himself was the king.
但是他看到有另外一个王要起来了。
But he saw the rising of another king.
好，所以说在马太福音特别提到了这一件希律还残杀伯利恒视为所有男孩的事情。
And the book of Matthew also records the killing from ordered by King Herod of young boys.
那是因为当时候的王他感受到了有另外一个王要起来的威吓，然后有等于是王与王之间的一个征战。
And because King Herod felt the threat of a rising king that would unseat him.
当时候神的保守带领启示约瑟逃到埃及，那从埃及再回来。
And God protected Jesus and told a review to Joseph to take Jesus to another place.
所以我们中文说什么一山不容的二虎啊。
And there's a Chinese saying that a mountain cannot contain two tigers.
一定要争啊。
and they will always fight.
哦，所以为什么？所以说在马太福音特别让这个希律王看到说，哎，耶稣就是一个王，犹太人的王要起来了。
So in Matthew, King Herod was told that Jesus will become king, a king of the Jews.
哦，那在二十一章的时候。
And in Matthew chapter 21,
这边记载着主耶稣光荣的进到了圣城啊。
It records Jesus entered the holy city triumphantly.
马太福音的二十一章。
Matthew chapter
21. 马太福音二十一章第四节和第五节。
Matthew chapter 21, verse 4 and 5.
马太福音二十一章四节和五节
，verse four and five，
这是成就，是要应验先知的话，说第五节
，five，
要对锡安的居民说：看啊，你的王来到你这里，是温柔的，又骑着驴，就是骑着驴驹子。
Matthew chapter 21 verse 4。This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet. 5. Say to the daughter of Zion, See your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey.
好，所以主耶稣骑着驴驹子，他代表的是和平的君来到了。
So Jesus entered riding a donkey, as a prince of peace.
哦，很多人喜欢骑战马，马因为马是用来征战的，高大威武啊。
And a lot of people would prefer to enter in on a horse because it represents power.
哦，但是主耶稣他骑着驴驹子进入了他的城耶路撒冷。
And however, Jesus chose to ride on a donkey entering into the city.
因为他的王是温柔，是和平的。
Because this king is gentle and peaceful.
哦，那主耶稣他也自己承认说他就是王啊。
And Jesus also admit that he was king.
马太福音二十七章
Matthew chapter 27.
二十七章的十一节
Chapter 27, verse 11.
好，耶稣站在巡抚面前，巡抚问他说：你是犹太人的王吗？耶稣说：你说的是。
And 11, meanwhile, Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, Are you the king of the Jews? Yes, it is as you say, Jesus replied.
好，那马太福音二十七章，后来耶稣被钉在十字架上，那他的上面一个牌子说，这就是犹太人的王耶稣，三十七节。
And also in Matthew chapter 27, verse 37, Jesus was nailed on the cross, and there was a plaque saying that this is the king of Jews.
荣耀的君王为我们钉死在十字架上。
Our glorious king was crucified for us on the cross.
好，那先从我们先来看从马太福音，所以我们从各个很多的经节，我们一直看到说马太福音在描述的耶稣君王主耶稣。
And from the scriptures we mentioned in the book of Matthew, we can see the description of Jesus, which is the king.
犹大支派的狮子，大卫的根。主耶稣
The line of Judah, the root of David, our Lord Jesus.
他是来做王的
And he's here to become king.
哦，其实神从以前到现在，神就是来做王的
And from before until now, Jesus comes to reign.
神就是以色列的王
And God is the king of the Israelites.
哦，在士师时代的后期，大家随心所欲。
And towards the latter era of the judges, people did what they pleased.
好，那那个时候在圣经里面特别说，因为他们当中没有王，所以个人随自己的心意去做事情。
It's mentioned in the Bible that there were no kings; they did as they pleased.
那后来在撒母耳的时代，他们就那百姓就来告诉撒母耳说，我们要王。
And then during the period of Samuel, people came to Samuel and said, Give us a king.
哦，我们要像其他的国家一样，有王带领他们出入，带领他们征战，带领他们得胜。
And we just want to become the other nations. They have a king to lead them to wars and in and out.
哦，那个时候神这么说啊。
And at that time, God said this.
我们来看撒母耳记上。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel.
撒母耳记上的第八章
1 Samuel chapter 8
撒母耳记上第八章的第七节。
Chapter 8, verse 7.
主对撒母耳说，百姓向你说的一切话，你只管依从，因为他们不是厌弃你，乃是厌弃我，不要我做他们的王啊。所以神在这边告诉撒母耳说，
So in here, God told Samuel to tell them,
他们要自己立王是什么？不要我做他们的王了。
They want to have a king because they don't want me, God, as the king.
好，那所以撒母耳后来他也这么就要告诉百姓啊。
So Samuel told the people likewise.
十二章的十二节。
In chapter 12, verse 12.
你们见，十二章十二节哈。
Chapter 12, verse 12.
你们见亚门人的王拿赫夏来攻击你们，就对我说：“我们定要一个王治理我们。”其实主你们的神是你们的王。
In verse 12, but you want, when you saw that Nahash, king of Ammonites, was moving against you, you said to me, No, we want a king to rule over us, even though the Lord your God was your king.
好，当时候的以色列人，他们信仰走到一个角，到一个地步，他们一定要，在信仰的软弱当中，他们一定要看得见的王。
And for the Israelite, at a weak point in their faith, they want to see a physical king.
但是其实就是他们不认天上的真神为他们的王。
And in reality, they are just declining God to be their king.
所以撒母耳告诉他们说，其实一直以来拯救你们出埃及，一直以来带领你们，一直以来看顾你们的，你们已经有一个王了，就是天上的真神。
But Samuel told them, all along you had a king who led you out of Egypt, protect you, lead you, and this is the Lord.
所以虽然主耶稣他做王是借着神的应许，亚伯拉罕、大卫的根，但是他做的王，他做的这个王位形成的这个王国，其实不是世上的王国。
And the promise to Abraham to have a descendant to rule as a king does not mean to rule the world.
他的这个王国是天上的王国。
The kingdom is not on earth, but in heaven.
他做王要在我们每一个人心中来做王。
And he's going to reign over our hearts.
这是主耶稣他的身份。
And that is Jesus' identity.
那我们今天，我们要欢迎主耶稣来到我们的心中做王。
And today we should welcome Jesus to be the king in our heart.
好，来看这个诗篇。
Let's turn to Psalms.
诗篇的二十四篇
，Psalms 24，
诗篇的二十四篇
，Psalm 24，
诗篇二十四篇的诗篇二十四篇整篇就是在讲荣耀的王以及他的国度。
The theme of Psalm 24 is the glorious king and his sovereignty.
好，所以在第一节到第六节讲到的是神所拣选的族类，就是守节心清不怀诡诈属神的人啊。
So it mentions the generation that God has chosen to have clean hands and a pure heart and would not lift up his soul toward an idol.
这个是神的百姓。
This is the people of God.
七到第十节讲到了荣耀的君王，就是天上的真神，万军之神啊。
And from verse 7 to 10, it tells us the glorious king and the almighty God.
所以第七节说，众城门啊，你们要抬起头来，永久的门户，你们要被举起，荣耀的君王将要进来。
As in verse 7, lift up your heads, O you gates. Be lifted up, you ancient door, that the king of glory may come in.
这是一个很高兴的时刻。
And this is a joyous moment.
荣耀的君王来到了。
That the glorious king has come.
要在我们的生命当中掌权。
And he will rule over our lives.
要带领我们在生命当中得到胜利。
And he will lead us to victory in our lives.
这是主耶稣的这一面我们要认识。
And this is the one aspect of the Lord Jesus that we should learn.
我们要承认他是君王。
We should acknowledge that Him being our king.
既然我们承认他是君王，
As we acknowledge his kingship,
我们就要听从他的话。
We will listen to His word.
既然我们承认他是我们的王，
Now that we acknowledge that Him, Jesus is King.
我们过生活不要随便自个人各随己意，好像国中没有王一样。
We should not live our lives haphazardly and do whatever we please.
我们要承认主耶稣就是我们的君王。
And we have to acknowledge that He is indeed the King of us.
抬起头来，高高兴兴的欢迎荣耀的救主在我们的心中作王。
And lift our heads and be joyous and welcome Him as the King.
好，那其实主耶稣也要我们与他一同作王。
And also, Jesus wants us to reign with Him.
好，我们请看到我们请翻开到这个是启示录。
And let's turn to Revelation.
启示录的二十章。
Revelation chapter 20.
启示录第二十章。
Revelation chapter 20.
二十章的第六节。
Revelation chapter 20, verse 6.
从第四节开始。
Let's start with verse.
对，从第四节到第六节。
From 4 to 6.
OK. 第四节，我又看见几个宝座，也有坐在上面的，并有审判的权柄赐给他们。我又看见那些因为给耶稣做见证，并为神知道被斩者的灵魂和那没有拜过兽与兽像，也没有在额上和手上受过他印记的灵魂，他们都复活了，与基督一同作王一千年。第五节，这是头一次的复活，其余的死人还没有复活，只等那一千年完了。第六节，在头一次复活有份的有福了，圣洁了。第二次的死在他们身上没有权柄，他们必做神和基督的祭司，并要与基督一同作王一千年。好，在这边特别说到，在头一次复活有份的有福了。
And this specifically said that those who are with him the first resurrection had part and grace.
因为这些人要与基督一同作王一千年。
And because those will reign with Christ for 1,000 years.
好，这个头一次复活的人呢，他第二次的死在他们身上没有权柄。
And for those who take part in the first resurrection, the second death has no power over them.
什么是第二次的死呢？
What is the second death?
我们看到第十四节。
And let's look at verse 14.
启示录二十章的十四节。
Revelation chapter 20, verse 14.
死亡和阴间也被扔在火湖里，这火湖就是第二次的死。十五节。
15.
若有人名字没记在生命册上，他就被扔在火湖里。好，所以这个火湖第二次的死就是永远的沉沦。
The second death is eternal death.
好，如果名字没有被记载在这个生命册上，就要被扔在火湖里面。
If anyone's name is not written in the book of life, he would be thrown into the lake of fire.
好，那第二次的死，在这些头一次复活有份的人身上没有权柄。
But the second death would have no power over those who took part in the first resurrection.
好，所以这个第一次的复活所指的是不是肉体的复活，是属灵的复活。
So the first resurrection does not refer to resurrection of the flesh, but rather of the spirit.
就是我们昨天晚上讲，借着洗礼，让我们的生命与神的生命连接在一起。
Just like what we said last night, that through baptisms, our life is connected with God.
与基督同死。同埋葬，同复活。
We died with Christ, was buried with Christ, and were resurrected along with Christ.
这个就是头一次的复活。
And that's the first resurrection.
第二次的死在我们的身上没有权柄。
And the second death has no power over us.
哦，但是这边特别说到，我们要第一次复活有份的人，要与基督一同作王一千年。
And it tells us here, those who took part in the first resurrection will reign with Christ for 1,000 years.
不只是基督要作王。
Not only Christ will become king.
我们也要与基督一同作王。
We'll also become king and reign with him.
好，如果你说在看那个启示录的第一章哈。
We go back to Revelation chapter 1.
一章的六节。
Chapter 1 verse 6.
如果从第五节开始看起
Let's start with verse 5.
启示录一章的五节，并那诚实做见证的，从死里首先复活，为世上君王元首的耶稣基督，有恩惠平安归于你们。他爱我们，用自己的血使我们脱离罪恶。第六节
Six.
又使我们成为国民，做他父神的祭司。但愿荣耀全能归给他，直到永远，阿们。好，这边说到使我们成为国民，但是如果看英文哈，他说什么 ？Made us kings， 让我们成为王。
So in the English versions, it said that we are made kings.
好，主耶稣借着他的宝血使我们脱离罪恶，让我们重生了，头一次的复活，与神的生命结合，要做什么？做祭司，要做王。
When we are connected with God's life, with ours, through baptism, we are going to be made kings to reign with Him.
So, 不只是我旁边这位才是王哈。
So, it doesn't.
我们每一个都要做王。
So everyone would become kings.
哦，我们每一个都是王啊。
And every one of us would become.
我们蒙召受宝血的洗净了，与神的生命联合了，要与基督一同做王。
And we are called and we are washed by the precious blood of Jesus and we will become kings and reign with him.
但是这个做王是什么意思啊?
But what is the definition of becoming king?
是回家说我是做王的所以我不能够洗碗。
Is that
那要叫王做洗碗的对不对?怎么可以叫王做家事?
Is that like now I'm a king, I don't do dishes. Have you seen king doing dishes?
做王不是做别人的王啊。
And to become king, it's not to become king over others.
不是说我要在教会里面做王啊。
It's not like I'll become king in church.
教会里面只有一个王。
There's only one king in church.
就是主耶稣。
It is Jesus.
神的国度里面只有一个王，就是神。
In God's kingdom, there's only one king, which is God.
但是什么叫做我们也要做王呢？
What's the meaning that we also will become kings?
也就是说，我们要与主耶稣一起在我们自己的生命当中来做王。
It means that along with Jesus, we'll become the ruler in our lives.
不要让罪在我们的身上做王，这是一个比较。
The comparison is that we're not letting sin become king over our life.
不要让罪在我们身上做王。
Not to let sin become king over our lives.
乃是要与基督一同在我们的生命当中做王。
Is to have Jesus along with us to become king over our lives.
借着主耶稣圣灵的带领的全能，借着神的话语的鼓励，我们要行善出来。
And through the almighty power of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, we have to do good and become king.
行义出来。
And we have to do good deeds.
不要再去做罪恶的奴仆，不要再让罪在我们身上作王。
And no longer we become slaves.Of sin, and no longer we let sin reign over us.
哦，这边说到有一个叫做生命册。
And
我们刚刚在启示录说到有一个生命册。
And in Revelation, we saw the mentioning of the book of life.
好，生命册。当我们第一次复活之后，我们的名字就要被写在生命册里面了。
And after our first resurrections, our names are written on the book of life.
生命册里面写了什么?
What is it written on the book of life?
我们有听过一个见证。
We have heard this testimony.
哦，有个弟兄，他在一次的灵恩布道会当中。
And
灵恩会的时候。
And during a spiritual convocation or evangelical service, a brother.
神给他看到了一个异象。
And God gave him a vision.
好。那他看到了一本书啊
，and he saw a book，
很发亮的
and a shining book.
他知道在灵里面，他知道这个就是生命册。
And in his spiritual speaking, he knew that it's the book of life.
好，那他看到这本书打开。
And he saw the book opened.
哦，那每一页有一个很大的名字。
And every page there's a big name written on it.
那就是一个信徒的名字。
And that's the name of a believer.
好，那在这个名字的下面呢，有两排啊。
And there's two columns underneath the name.
啊，一个就是为主所做的事情。
And one column writes the things that the person has done for the Lord.
啊，一个就是这一个人他的追求，他的灵修啊。
And the other column represents the pursuit and the cultivation of this person.
好，那他就看到这样子，哎，这个人，然后那就继续翻页了，这个生命册就继续翻页了。
So he saw one person, and then the book flips, and then onto another page.
那就是下一个人呢。
And which is the next person.
他继续翻。
And he continued to flip through the pages.
他看到一个人，他认识了，他看到他妈妈的名字。
And he saw a person that he recognized. That's the name of his mother.
我妈妈这边她到底写了什么？
And he was curious to find out what is written about his mother.
在灵修这边有。
And there's something written on these cultivations and a pursuit.
但是在服侍神这边空白。
But however, on the other column of servitude, it is blank.
好，他继续翻。
And then he continued to flip.
那这本书越翻就越后面呢？
And he continues to fly towards the end of the book.
这个书在翻了，那他越来越紧张啊。
And the book was flipping itself. He was getting more nervous as it gets to the end.
他怕说他的名字没有在里面吗？
He was afraid that he would not see his name in this book.
结果翻翻翻翻到快到很后面的时候，他看到他的名字了，喘了一口气。
And towards almost to the very end of the book, he saw his name and he was relieved.
但是他发现，哎，我的名字怎么颜色这么淡呢？
But he saw that his name was written in such a very light color.
别人的名字是很亮、很深的颜色，看得很清楚啊。但是他的名字已经模糊，都已经快不见了。
And when he saw the other names that are written in very bold and black letters, but he saw his name, it was almost like it was fading.
就他仔细看。
And then he looked further.
灵修这边没有。
He has the column for cultivation is blank for him.
服侍神也是空空的。
And also, on a column of his servitude towards God is also blank.
哦，这个时候神让他看到他一生以来的事情。
And at that moment, God allowed the brother to see what he has done in his life.
从小到大，他就是为了自己活。
And from very young, he lived for only himself.
没有认真追求神。
He did not pursue God very diligently.
常常看一些不该看的东西。
And he had watched and seen things that he was not supposed to.
让罪在他的身体上作王。
He actually let sin become king in his life.
甚至现在在教会会堂里面。
And even though at this point in church,
灵恩会
and spiritual convocation,
在打瞌睡。
And he's actually dozing off.
所以他就醒过来了。
And then he woke up.
名字快没有了。
And the name is actually fading away.
所以我们要与神在我们的生命当中作王。
So we should let God become king in our life.
借着神的话语。
And through God's words.
行在神的路上。
And also, and lived according to the way of God.
好，要我们来看提摩太后书。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy.
提摩太后书第二章。
2 Timothy chapter 2.
提摩太后书第二章第十一节。
Chapter 2 verse 11.
和十二节。
And 12.
提摩太后书二章十一节。
2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 11.
有可信的话说，我们若与基督同死，也必与他同活。
11. Here is a trustworthy saying: If we died with him, we will also live with him.
我们若与基督在受洗里面一同死了，对罪死了，那我们就要同他一样向神活着。
And if during baptism we die with Christ, we die to sin, we should live as with God.
然后呢?
And then,
第十二节,
verse 12,
我们若能忍耐,也必和他一同作王。
If we endure, we will also reign with him.
我们要忍耐什么?
And what are we enduring?
我们早上有提过吗?
And we mentioned this morning.
现在社会世上的潮流思想越来越重,越来越强。
And the thoughts and trends in this world are becoming stronger.
如果我们不小心,
If we're not careful,
有时候我们明明知道这个不好,
and we actually know something is not good,
但是我们却忍不住去做,
but we cannot hold ourselves back, but we do them.
没有办法活出一个王的样式, 有一个王的一个样子,
and we're not living to as the image of a king.
回去做一个最仆人的一个样子跑出来。
And we're going back and to become a servant of sin.
好，所以越在末世的时候。
And especially true in the end times.
我们越要在道理上下功夫。
We have to be more diligent in the truth.
在真理上，在圣灵的祷告里面，来越加的花这个敬虔的功夫。
And in studying the truth, applying them, and praying with the Holy Spirit, we should become more diligent.
更加努力的追求。
And work harder to pursue.
让神的话日夜在我们的心中。
Let the words of God applied in our daily lives.
诗篇说到这个昼夜思想神的话。
And in Psalms, it mentioned that to meditate on God's word day and night.
不是背圣句而已。
It's not just trying to memorize the scripture.
我们小时候都会背圣句嘛。
And as all kids do.
好，我们说昼夜思想神的话，不是只是把记一堆圣经经节，然后在心里面默念一次而已。
Meditating on the words of God day and night doesn't mean that we just memorize it day and night.
昼夜思想神的话是用原文的意思是用这个神的话来教导自己。
And the meaning in the original text is let God's word teach us.
好，让这些话，我们今天所学习到的这些道理，我们在思考的时候，我们来想说，到底这些话要怎么样应用在我自己这一个人的生活当中。
So, for example, the lessons that we learned today, we have to think how we can apply those lessons in our lives.
基督要在我的生命当中做王，让这个王的荣耀从我身体，就是从我的生命当中彰显出来，要怎么样在我的身上发生？
So when God, Jesus, become kings in our lives, how do we let his glory be manifest in the things that we do?
我们要常常思考。
We should always think about that.
这样子我们才能够越来越向这个方向来前进。
If we do that, we'll go forward that direction.
灵恩布道会一年只有两次。
And there's only two spiritual convocations each year.
我们不要只有在这两次的时间当中来思考而已。
Let us not think only during these two times.
我们要时常思考。
We should always think about God's
words. 每个安息日来到教会都在思考。
Every Sabbath we come here, we think about God.
每一天我们都要思考。
And every day we should think about God.
我要怎么样才能够与基督在我们的生命当中一起作王？
And what are the things that I can do to let Jesus become king in my heart and reign with me?
好，我们一起默祷。
Let's all pray in silence.